Yes, we're in stoppage time at Tyrone, hanging on to a 5 points lead as they seek a place in another All-Ireland under 20 final here at Leashheart O'Moore Park. It's the scene of last year's decider between the same two sides, when Tyrone produced a sparkling display of attacking football to win the title. But they're on course again for a place in another final. They've come strong in the last few minutes. Kerry with a very strong spell in the middle of that second half, with their midfielders Eddie Healy and Daniel Kirby pressing forward. But their composure and shot selection let them down on a number of occasions, letting Tyrone off the hook. Nonetheless, it was some terrific defending from Ben Hughes, Joey Clark, and Callum Daly that averted the danger. But Kerry, well, they send over points through Paddy Lane, sub Ronan Carroll, and Lane again from a free to get within 3 points. And with 8 minutes left, there were still just 3 points between the sides after Thomas Kennedy responded to Shea McDermott's Tyrone score. But Tyrone, well, they've steadied the ship in those last few minutes, and Rory McCullough bringing his tally to 1-6 for the day with a neatly taken point. And then Joey Clark, well, he's been the Tyrone captain. He's been a rock at the centre of their defence all afternoon. He pushed forward to send over to win a free that Rory McCullough converted. And Owen McElholm has just probably put the icing on the cake with an excellent score to bring his tally to a goal and 4 points for the afternoon. And Tyrone now with a 6 points lead, we're deep into injury time. Well, the game started with a Tyrone flourish and McElholm almost getting a goal, but denied by the Kerry goalkeeper Michael Tansley. The final score just sounded here at Leashheart O'Moore Park, and the Tyrone 6 points winners and into another All-Ireland Under-20 Football Championship final. The final score 2-14 to 14 points in favour of the Ulster champions. Well, as I said, that early goal chance for Tyrone, but McCullough with the resultant 45, and McCullough added another couple from freeze. But Kerry, well, they had their chances as well. They did have a goal chance through Evan Boyle, but Ben Hughes pulled off a goal-saving tackle. And then in the 18th minute, Tyrone got through for a goal. Superb finish for McElholm. Kerry, well, they came storming back with 5 points on the spin. Eddie Healy with three frees, all won by their ball-winning full forward, Tomás Kennedy. But Tyrone, well, they weathered that storm as Kerry got to within a single point. And a 30th-minute goal from Noah Grimes sent them in with a 2-8 to 9 points half-time lead. They stretched that lead with a gem from McElholm just right on the restart. But Kerry, well, they built that platform of midfield, pressed forward strongly, Lane with a couple of points, and Eddie Healy hitting the target as well to narrow the gap back down to 3 points going into the last 10 minutes. And Kerry, well, as I said, they wasted those scoring chances, sending a number of shots wide, and Tyrone, well, took advantage to finish very strongly. McCullough with another score and a free as well, and McElholm, his Loch McCrory clubmate, putting the icing on the cake with a late score to seal the victory for Tyrone. And they're now on course for a third All-Ireland 20 title in 4 years as they prepare for another All-Ireland final. So, final score from Leashheart O'Moore Park in Port Leash is Tyrone 2-14, Kerry 14 points.